This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett. Here with your top stories this Monday. The Glenwood Springs Planning and Zoning Commission will consider tomorrow whether to revoke a decades-old permit for an ice-holding facility. As Eleanor Bennett reports, city officials are recommending the commission uphold the permit, but with new conditions.
The city recently found that ICE has violated the terms of its permit. The agency had detained people for more than 12 hours at its short-term facility. Aspen Journalism analyzed ICE data going back 15 years. It shows more than half of the violations happened in the last year. That includes one person who was held for over 22 hours in March. Dean Moffitt was the architect for the commercial center where the ICE facility is located. He says the agency's two holding cells weren't designed for overnight use.
I never saw the place in action, but they were bedless, an open toilet in each, and not very comfortable.
The city said last week that ICE had not responded to the violation. The agency can now operate the facility without a local permit under new federal rules, but Glenwood officials hope that ICE will comply with a 12-hour limit to keep its city permit. For Aspen Public Radio and Aspen Journalism, I'm Eleanor Bennett.
Tomorrow's hearing at Glenwood City Hall is open to the public and will take place at 6 p.m. The Aspen School District appointed Sarah Strasburger as the new Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction. She brings 2 decades of experience in the district to the role, beginning as an English teacher at Aspen High School in 2006. She later served as Assistant Principal at Aspen High, and most recently as Principal. During her tenure as principal, Strasburger helped the district navigate the COVID-19 pandemic and expanded access to the International Baccalaureate Program. She holds a BA from Colorado College and a master's degree from the University of Denver. With Strasburger's transition, the district will be actively recruiting a new principal for Aspen High School over the next month. In arts and culture news, a novel that explores hope, love, and survival in times of encroaching darkness won the 2026 Aspen Words Literary Prize. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz reports.
The award is given to works of fiction that illuminate vital contemporary issues. Maria Reba's comedic novel, titled Endling, focused on the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. But as she was writing, she constantly asked herself, why does fiction matter right now?
Why does art matter? And I'm still grappling with the answer to that.
Reva went to Ukraine a year after Russia's invasion to see family and conduct research. And she found out that despite the war,
theaters were full of people. Sometimes the theater went underground for safety. Opera houses were full. People were going to art galleries. People were making art.
Reva says that seeing this was proof that art in many forms sustains humanity in the best and worst times. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
This summer, Endling will be featured in Aspen Words in the Picken County Library's 2026 Community Read. As part of the program, free copies of the novel will be distributed throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. In statewide news, families who provide care for children with developmental disabilities are asking lawmakers not to cut parts of Medicaid. CPR Health reporter John Daly has more.
A group called Impacted Caregivers of Colorado says looming cuts will be devastating. Lawmakers are weighing a cap on weekly paid hours for most caregivers at 56 per week. Kira Judson of Peyton is the caregiver for her 11-year-old son, Samuel, who has a degenerative genetic condition and needs 24-hour care.
It's going to force some families to put their loved ones in facilities, which cost 10 times more to the state, or it will force families like mine into poverty-level income because I'm not willing to put my son in a facility.
Lawmakers face a $1 billion-plus budget hole. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Republicans are asking a federal judge to block unaffiliated voters from casting ballots in this year's primary election. KUNC's Kyle McKinnon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
The request comes after a recent court ruling found a key part of Colorado's primary law unconstitutional. It's a rule that requires 75% of a party's central committee to approve opting out of the open primary. Now, the state GOP is asking a judge to block unaffiliated voters from this year's June 30th primary, arguing the current system violates the party's rights. But state election officials oppose the move. They warn it could create confusion just weeks before ballots are set to go out. Unaffiliated voters make up the largest share of Colorado's active registered electorate. They've been allowed to vote in primaries since 2018.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado lawmakers agreed to a one-year extension of a state-funded teacher development program that's being phased out due to budget constraints. Ray Solomon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
The Joint Budget Committee has agreed to fund the Teacher Recruitment, Education, and Preparation Program, or TREP, for one more year. The TREP program promised to fully fund the first 2 years of an education degree for Colorado high school students who want to be public school teachers. The JBC ended the program in their proposed budget bill released earlier this month. That move abruptly upended college plans for roughly 200 high school seniors across the state who had already been accepted into the program and were relying on the money to pay for college. The extension would give those students extra time to figure out alternatives. The House and Senate still have to approve the committee's final budget before it heads to the governor's desk.
That was Ray Solomon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett last week urged U.S. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. to publicly support the measles vaccines as safe and effective. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly again.
RFK Jr. has expressed skepticism both before and since he took that post. During a hearing, Bennett reminded the secretary the U.S. is seeing the most measles cases it's recorded in decades.
Are you taking the position, as your CDC director has taken, that the measles vaccine is vital to keeping American children healthy in this country? Are you taking that position today? That has not been your position.
That's my position. We promote the measles vaccine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This year, Colorado has recorded 16 measles cases. Last year, it saw 36, far more than in other recent years. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And in regional news, there are already thousands of data centers across the U.S. Colorado, for reference, has close to 60. More are on the way, and most of them are moving into rural areas. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel reports.
The surging demand for computing power is being driven by AI and cloud storage. A new report from the Pew Research Center found there are around 1,500 new data centers in the pipeline. Researcher Aaron Smith says until now, most of them were built in urban areas. But
a pretty sizable share of those new data centers are being built in places that don't currently have a lot of them.
And that shift is coming to our region. But some communities, like Reno, Denver, and Phoenix, are pushing back. Residents are concerned about how much water and energy these facilities use. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, Sage Smiley, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.